Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, They Shall Call His Name Emmanuel. The angel told Joseph, quote, You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Matthew 1:21. Furthermore, he said, quote, They shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated means God with us. Matthew 1:23. Lord God and Savior are linked in Jesus. He is God. He is Savior. You can't have one without the other. To truly accept Him, He must be accepted for who He is as Lord God and Savior. We must believe in His name, His person. See John 1:12 and Acts 4:12. And it must be personal, as when Thomas in faith said to Jesus, My Lord and my God. John 20:28. Matthew 1:22. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Everything about Jesus is in fulfillment of prophecy, showing him to be the true Messiah. Matthew, in writing to the Jews, emphasizes the fulfillment of prophecy at least 12 times in the book. Matthew 1:23 continues, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son. They shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. This is a quote from Isaiah 7:14, which was a prophecy given 700 years before the birth of Christ. In Isaiah 7:14, we read, Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. There is a context to Isaiah 7:14 with absolute precision fulfillment. This was first given as a sign to Ahaz. The Hebrew word Alma, translated as virgin in Isaiah 7:14, literally means a young woman who is not sexually active. Ahaz was told of a virgin who would have a child, and before this child would know the difference between right and wrong, the two kings that Ahaz feared would come to nothing, as seen in Isaiah 7:15 and 16. Stanley Toussaint writes, When the predicted events came to pass in a few years, the sign was proven true. However, the ultimate fulfillment of the Emmanuel prophecy is seen in the Messiah. In other words, the Isaiah 7:14 prophecy has a double fulfillment, a near and far accomplishment of the prediction, with the ultimate being the final fulfillment in the case of the Virgin Mary and the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. End of quote. We should note that while the Hebrew word Alma, translated as virgin in Isaiah 7:14, can generally refer to a young woman of marriageable age who is sexually inactive, when applied by the Holy Spirit to Mary in Matthew 1:23, the word used is parthenos, which can only mean virgin in the strict sense of the word. Luke 1:34, Then Mary said to the angel, How can this be since I do not know a man? Mary was clearly a full-fledged virgin who had never had sexual relations with any man. This was a supernatural miracle performed by the Holy Spirit. Observe that when they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us, this is what the term Emmanuel means, God with us. This is who Jesus is. He was God come in the flesh. He was God in a human body. He was God with us. Emmanuel is his name in the sense of a descriptive title. This defines who Jesus is. So both his names, Jesus and Emmanuel, underscore that Jesus is God, the second member of the triune Godhead, consisting of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. Colossians 2:9 says that in Christ dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Jesus was fully God, living in a human body. He is Emmanuel. He is God with us. People sometimes think Jesus is a lesser God, saying he is only the Son of God. But what they fail to realize is that the same angel Gabriel, who said he is the Son of God, also said he is Emmanuel, God with us. Luke 1:35, the angel answered and said to her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Matthew 1:23, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. The title Son of God, as used in reference to Jesus, means that he is of the order of God, very God of very God. It speaks of his very nature being that of very God. But note one more thing. Matthew said they shall call his name Emmanuel. The they refers back to the people, his people, in verse 21, that he will save from their sins. These people who come to believe in him will personally recognize Jesus as their God. God, who is their Savior. He is Emmanuel to us. He is God with us. As doubting Thomas came to faith in the resurrected Christ, calling him my Lord and my God, so also every true believer comes to recognize Jesus as their personal Lord, that is Master and God. John 20:28. He is our God Savior. This prepares us for the next chapter, in which the wise men come to worship him. All true believers are true worshipers. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.